This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Japanese designer and teacher based in Berlin, Professor Masayo Abe, is one of the pioneers of design education for children. We meet her in Singapore, where she has a program with the Design Singapore Council called Many Ways of Seeing. What is design education for preschoolers?
This new design education for preschoolers, and that is to stimulate children's curiosity and to foster their pleasure to understand and to satisfy their wish to communicate and to sensitize them and as well as the parents to their to the quality of their living environment. So this is the workshop which I bring as a small exercise. Let's say can last even 3 hours or a whole day, but I bring that all this design exercise, let's say design skill. It's not to become a designer, but to observe or to communicate or to also to draw, but not to paint. Let's say to how to register all the observation of the patterns, colors, forms into drawing. Let's say this I call a design drawing, and also a kind of that. Collaboration among the children. So to make the project from their work, not as my work, but our work. So that I put all these things in one framework to make that, to starting from observation of the nature or whatever, but I start with the nature because in this region, there are such a beautiful colors and patterns that's equally any children have, and bring into complete as one design project, design installation, let's say.
Do you combine Japanese principles like Zen, Shizen? Do you combine these elements in your teaching?
Not intentionally, but I'm Japanese. Even I'm living already quarter century in Europe. So surely there is something inside. And also that I'm quite, how to say, in this program, I try to make a very good framework, but which just make that the entrance and exit very clear for children. It means that no children have a problem to start, but give a kind of the freedom to explore inside, but all can safely make an exit like we did it with this feeling. So that this is probably this way of to structure the program might be quite Japanese, I think.
What are the outcomes that you hope to achieve from the program? Like I know you mentioned about teamwork and learning how to collaborate. Apart from that, is it meant to increase their sense of aesthetics?
Yeah, more to cultivate the sense of wonder, because this curiosity, this is the key. Because they have full of the curiosity, and from this why and how, all studies, they can find that sense to anything. Especially in the preschoolers will start to study the mathematics or arithmetics or language in a preschool, but problem of the today's education don't have any occasion to experience all together. So mathematics, then next hour, literature. But in a design project, I could plan to include all the subjects in one project, because this is a design. I'm as a designer, I really need all the subjects which I studied separated in a school in one pot. And that time I found tasty. The older study start to make sense and start to connect on life. And this is something which I like to share with the children. Yeah, so that for this that, actually that where to achieve is as a educator to make a program failure-free. Nobody did wrong work. To make the kind of the guidance in a way, all can draw well, all can compose well, all can enjoy, and this is the achievement which I aimed. And Actually, I could do it.
Is it in any way benchmarked against the Reggio method or the Montessori? Is there any links to those kind of programs for preschoolers?
Yeah, actually, that as I'm not, I didn't come from that early childhood education field. All the program I brought in a many way of seeing is originally I designed this program for university students, and then I knocked down. But after when I see that when I read that study about the program, the Montessori or Reggio Steiner, all this well-known early childhood education, they are something very common because all in the end say the same things, I think. But this program which I brought is original. I mean that I really developed as a design program for the university student and then converted to the children.
Do you find that teaching Asian children and Western children different?
Not at all. All children, I teach also that I do this program with a Western or Asian or Japan or many countries, but the children equally curious, equally great, equally fantastic. The difference would be the adults, the attitude of the adults. Adults, the expectation probably. But it is also very personally. Not only that the European do everything well, or Asian is doing that the better, or it's very personal, up to that the awareness of the parents probably. But I don't see, on children, I don't see any difference.
Nowadays, children have access to computers very early on, like the iPad. Does that in any way hinder their ability to appreciate design better because the bright screens, their brain become very stimulated?
Maybe after 10 years, we see all the not only positive, but even negative symptom, because even how we hold that mobile phone, nothing ergonomically tested. So that now to sell the product, there are a lot of the nice stories coming, and it seems like for the adults who never grown up with this such a matter, it seems like a magic pad. If you give this, all the children becomes brighter. But I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And yet I see more risk on this because nobody did try. Because, for example, working with a hand or that all this analogic way, it's tested. We know what kind of the effect or what kind of the, for example, use all these fingers. It surely stimulates the brain, and because it's like a massage in brain, and then we know these things are good for children. But with all these digital things that we will know after 50 years, but might be too too late, or I have a lot of doubt. Of course, it is an interesting tool, but it's just one of the tools, and it's not a magic pad. And especially that today, parents give this device just to let children shut up, and not children want it. And some games really that designed to attract children because it's very quick and fast, and somehow that make it in a way to addicted. But for what is we have to think about what is in the behind, and for this I really keep a bit caution on these new devices. I find it's interesting. I use it, but we have to know how to use.
And that was Professor Masayo Ave. I'm Noel Lim on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.